Does what you do for a living really interest and excite you? I guess for a lot of people it doesn't. Some of us it does. Hey, this is Richard. Welcome to the Pandemic Startup. Well, I'm in the car on the way back from the gym now, on hands free, and I'm in a bit of a traffic jam. There's some, I don't know, some of those four-way temporary lights in town that seem to carve things up for a very long time. So I thought while I'm here, I'll just switch this on and do a bit of a podcast. I saw a post this morning on LinkedIn from a friend of mine, and he's also been a good coach, actually. He's coached me in a lot of stuff around LinkedIn, a guy called Jason, asking if your heart beats a little bit quicker when people talk about your area of expertise. And his is online marketing and connecting people online and so on. And for him, that's what does it. And I have to say, for me, that's sales. That's sales and business development. And yes, it does. You know, when people start to talk about sales and BD, I get interested in the conversation. When I see an article, I get interested in the conversation, interested in the article, or a TED talk, or whatever that might be, on the subject of sales and business development, which is what I do. I sort of think about what it is that I really like about the sales process. And I think it's the connection. I think it's the getting to know more people. It's connecting with those people in some way and learning to understand what their needs are, what are the problems that they've got, what are the desires that they've got. And then thinking of a way that I might be able to solve that problem, or to help to connect them with somebody that can solve that problem. And that's what it is for me, really. And sometimes in classic sales, that is, you know, I need a thing, you sell those things, that thing will solve my problem or fulfill a need or a desire, and I'll pay you some money for that thing. And there is a sale. That's the sales process at its heart. But it does go deeper for me. It goes into the connections and the process of getting to know people better, making new business associates, people that you get on with. It's the truest thing ever. People buy from people. I know it's a cliche, but I'm sure that you can all think of examples where that's been true in your lives. I bought years ago, I was tasked with buying a large new machine for a company that I was employed as an engineer. And there were two manufacturers. I was told we had to do a proper assessment of what was out there. And there were two real contenders for the job. One was a German company, one was an Italian company. And they actually already had a machine from the German company, albeit that it was very aged. And so we looked at both companies. There wasn't an awful lot between them. The German one was slightly more expensive, arguably perhaps a little better quality, but not so much that it mattered. And what it really came down to for me when I was making my recommendations at a gut level was how I got on with the respective sales teams. And the British sales team for the German company, I just didn't warm to them at all. I found them pushy, I found them arrogant, I found them very dismissive of their competition, which is never a great strategy. Whereas the Italians were warm and welcoming and opening and accepted that they were in an open competition with someone that they came up against quite often, and were just keen to push the advantages of their product. And that's what it came down to for me, really, when I made my recommendation. The company was, of course, free to choose to do what they wanted to do, but in large part, not entirely, but in large part, because of how I'd got on with the sales team from the Italian company, that was my recommendation. Technically, it was a good solution too. And I always think of that in sales, is that's the bit that I like, is getting to know people and understand them and build a relationship. You've got to build a relationship often before you can sell. But I even enjoy sales. I'll buy and sell things to flip on eBay for a really small profit, actually. You know, I cameras is one of my things. I'll buy and sell old cameras on eBay. And I just enjoy the process of finding something that's a bargain, advertising it well in a way that somebody that needs that thing will find it, in a place that they'll find it, Pricing it in a way that's going to fulfil their need without ripping them off, and making a sale. I absolutely love it. So to answer Jason's question, yeah, in terms of sales, my heart does beat a little bit more quickly when people start to talk about sales and business development. In terms of, I differentiate the two. Business development is more about how you shape your business to meet the needs of your market, whereas sales is purely the, for me, the act of connecting, understanding and solving a problem. And the business development stuff's fascinating too, when you have to think, well, how do we shape this business to be what it needs to be in the future? How is our market changing around us? What's the world changing like? Where are the opportunities? That side of things really, really excites me too. And so I don't see it as work. I read books on these subjects. I talk to friends and colleagues about these subjects. I watch TED Talks or engage in all sorts of ways. Traffic's moving now, but you'll probably still be able to hear me. But yeah, that process does really interest and excite me. And so sometimes ego gets in the way. It surely does for me anyway. I'm not sure if it does for you, where somebody recommends a great book on sales and you think, oh, I don't want to read that because I might realise I'm not as good as I think I am. And ego gets in the way of so much good work and so much growth. And you have to put that to one side and go, no, I'll probably learn something here. So, yeah, great books like Purple Cow and Who Moved My Cheese and a few that I've read more recently and I'm working through now. Real classic books on sales, marketing techniques and tactics, and some other less well-known ones. You kind of have to put the ego to one side and see what it is that you can learn from that. So yeah, there you go. Sales and marketing, I was going to say it's a sad thing to be interested in, but I don't think it is. You know, sales and commerce has made the world go around for a very long time. I enjoy being part of that. I always enjoyed the technical aspects of being an engineer. I love engineering. I still tell people that I'm an engineer at heart. I work with engineering and technical businesses. But it's in the sales process around those businesses that my heart, my passion, my interest really lies. And yeah, when I'm talking to a potential new client, I had a great chat with a guy this morning who's got a fascinating business, something really new and exciting. And my heart starts to beat a little more quickly about, well, how might I be able to help him? How might I be able to help that lady with her business or whoever it is that I'm talking to? I kind of have to remind myself sometimes that you're doing this to make money as well, kid, because I kind of sit there going, I'll just help her for nothing. And of course, I'm not going to do that. I do need to make a living, a fair living, selling the skills that I've got, I guess, or making connections for people. But that's how much it interests me. That's how much it excites me. So, yeah, the sales process is my thing. I don't find it sad. You might think I'm a total geek for that, but ask yourself this: what is the thing in your life that, and in your work, that makes your heart beat faster when people are talking about it? And honestly, if that's not what you're doing for a living, maybe it should be. Maybe that's a sign that it should be. And if there's something else that your heart absolutely quickens when people start to talk about, and you think, I'd love to do that for a living, well, maybe you should. You know, maybe you should. And I'll leave you on that note of inspiration, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Cheers.